Okay, we are holding on Daf Chaf Ches Lamed Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Shlisha Achin, Shnayim Mehenin Nesuin Shtei Achayos. Similar discussion. Previously we spoke about four brothers, two married to two sisters, the two brothers who married the two sisters died, and now it's a similar case, but just Shlisha Achin, Shnayim Mehenin Nesuin Shtei Achayos, Isha Bita, Isha Bas Bita, Isha Bas Bana. And then what happens over here, some write out in the words, Umisu Hanasuyim Esachoyos, and the ones who are married to the Arayas die. Hari Elu Chiltois Volemis Yabmois. We said that they are Chiltois and they're not Misyabmois. Now what we saw at the beginning of the parak is the reason why is because there's a problem of Achis Skukase. Two sisters fall, even though they're falling from two different homes, but they are falling together, and it's a problem of Achis Isha Bezuka, and therefore Hareinu Chiltzeis Volemis Yavmes. Verebi Shimon Poiter. Shimon has a fascinating shita, which we saw briefly in the first parak, and of Shimon Paters. He says there's no requirement of anything. You don't even have to do chalitza. And think about this. It's a very strange thing. You know, we have over here, you've got Reuben and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah. Rachel and Leah's sisters. Rachel and Leah's sisters. Reuben and Shimon die. They both die. But now it says of Shimon, Rachel and Leah, even though they're coming from two separate families, they don't need anything. They don't require anything. They're pturis, they're exempt, they don't need anything. And the question is why? Why would we say that two women, even though they're sisters, and both of them are skukois, but nevertheless, they came from two separate houses? So what is the pshat of Shimon Paters? We'll see. If one of these two women, Rachel or Leah, was Osir and Levi, within his erva. So let's say Rachel, for example, was Levi's mother-in-law. So if so, Rachel doesn't actually fall to Levi. And erva doesn't fall. So the only one which falls to Levi is going to be Leah. So Haisa, Achaz Menasur Alav is the erva. Asur Bas, he's obviously Asur to the one who is Asur Alav. Umutabach Haisa, but he's allowed to be Miabim, the other one. Whereas, is the mitzvah, is the kedusha. But if, let's say, one of the ones who was awesome, Levi, was only awesome with the Rabbanan, was only awesome with the Lav, that's not enough to break the Zika. There's no heter to be Miyabim, but Chol says Volem is Yabmis. Good. So, again, all of these concepts we've already seen now in some type of a form. So, the Gemara is going to explain the Pshat in of Shimon. We saw this briefly in the first parak. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Paita B'Shteyen Mina Halitza Mina Yibom. Why? What does Rabbi Shimon do with the word litzrar? This very drasha, this is it. He understands that the word litzrar is coming to say this very case. Rachel and Leah are sisters. The Rachel is married to Reuben, Leah is married to Shimon, Reuben and Shimon die. So, Isha l'chisa l'istikach litzrar, a woman and her sister, if they become co-wives, at the same time, insofar as both of them are falling to Yibum, then, Leah l'chalikuchen afilo ba'achaz mehen. It patters them, so whereas the Tanakhama says, no, avad it's just achis zekukasei. It's just the Zika, the Rabbanin of sorts. As we mentioned, Chis Kukasa was the Rabbanin. If Shimon says no, we actually learn from the word Litzrar to tell me that if they become Tzoris, Zulazu, then, if you look at Rashi, four lines at the bottom, Beshah, Shinasu, Tzoris, Zulazu, says Rashi, Kikun Hacha, Shinaflu, Lefanov, Venasu, Shteacharis, Tzoris, Zulazu, Zika. They become Tzoris, one with the other. There is no mitzvah at all. That is the Shita of Rav Shimon. Now we said, Hoy Zachizman, if one of the two who fell was Oster, because she was an Erva.
Well, so what do we say? We said if Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law, so then she obviously doesn't fall to Levi. So therefore Levi is allowed to marry the other one. No problem.
We've had this case so many times, right? The Gemara, Hasu Lamali. Hainoach. We've had this before. Says Gemara, Reb Shimon Itzrich. You're right, but this case is needed according to Reb Shimon. Sal G'day D'chamino, Hayolvam Reb Shimon Shteach, Hayez L'chot Tzis L'mis Yabmais. Being that Shir Reb Shimon says, I use the word Litzrar to tell me that when they become Tzare Zulazu, there's no Lekuchin with either one, and there's an Isadir Raisa to take either one, so perhaps we should make a Gzeira in this case, or to the case of Reb Shimon. So we say Reb Shimon Itzrich Sal, K'day D'chamino, Hayolvam Reb Shimon Shteach, Hayez. Maybe we should make a gzera. This case of two sisters, where one happens to be a mother-in-law, up to a regular case of two sisters. Kamash Malon, we don't make this gzera according to Reb Shimon. Then we said finally in the Mishnah that if one of these two women was only asked to Levi, let's say midrabanan, it was an issa mitzvah. So then we said, Choltzeis v'lei mis yabmais. Frag the Gemara, v'ha'amar Reb Shimon shteach hayais lei choltzeis v'lei mis yabmais. I mean, let's think about this. Think about this for a minute. Let's imagine. Rachel is asked to Levi midrabanan. She's a shnia. She's only asked to midrabanan. So if we remove our rabbanan spectacles and we only examine this through a Torah lens, so what would we say in the world of Reb Shimon? These are two sisters who are falling together and they're becoming tsareis with one another, about which Reb Shimon just told us, we learn from the word litzrar, b'shal shenasu tsareis zu lezu lo yehelecha lekuchen ben. So, midyaraisa, they're pteris. What do you mean holtzeis? You told me midyaraisa, they don't need anything. So, ma'ali, that Rachel happens to be Asura to Levi midrabanan. The midiraisa, she's muteris, and therefore midiraisa, Rachel falls to Levi, Leah falls to Levi. Ah, Rachel and Leah, two sisters fall together at the same time. Yishlach is leisik alitzrar. Pshashnas itzar zilazu leihelach alikuchen afilu ba'achiz man. Said they shouldn't need anything. They shouldn't even need chalitza. That's the Gemara's kash. Of Amar of Shimon, Shteahayz leihel says, V'loy mis yabmois. Rashi says, "V'hacha amai boi chalitza. Why should you need anything?" Okay, when the midiray says, "Chazil yibumei," each one is ru'yal yibum. If so, skuki. Each one is kuka. They have yelu kishar beza chayois, and therefore they're considered like the regular case of two sisters. Shenasit zarez lazir Reb Shimon peitav his kuka michalitza. So what's going on? Answers the Gemara, you're right. Avada midiraisa, they don't need anything. But gezeira mishum isa mitzvah de'alma. The reason why we enforce and require chalitza over here is lest we come to be confused with a regular case of isa mitzvah. Not a case where there are two sisters falling together, shenasit zara zibazu, but a regular case of isa mitzvah de'alma. As he says, yipatris lehu legamre from chalitza. Mandachazi is several time Allah Mishimachi Skuka, not because they're becoming sisters and skukais and tsaras elazu, Elamishum the Issa Mitzvah, Hadika Erva, you might say, oh, the Isser Erva Durabanin is as chamor as an Erva Diraisa, and as a Ptur Chalitza. Now we don't want to happen, hence you make Xayra Xamish Issa Mitzvah the Alma. For says the Gemara, Hatenach E, I understand why. You need to do so for the case of the woman who is the Yisra Mitzvah, who is awesome at the Rabbanan. But Achaisa, why does she need to do Chalitza? That is, Achaisa, my Chalitza, Tifta Mishim Achais Skuka. Surely she is Ptura because of Achais Skuka. Dacha Mayamas, what's the concern over here? By the woman who is not, she's just a regular sister, a regular woman is falling. Why should she need Chalitza? You're right, we asked her because of the other one. Then we don't do that by a regular case of arayas. If you have one erva who falls and someone who doesn't, who's not an erva, We don't make this gzeira. Shani erva de migma gemirila in shiva kala isla. Everyone knows when it comes to arayas that there's that much more of a chumra. Rashi says towards the bottom, migma gemiri in shiva yadi deli ramya kamei. They all know that the erva doesn't fall to the yavam at all. V'achis alav v'achis skuki, and therefore the sister is not considered to be an achis skuka, insofar that everyone knows that the erva doesn't fall. V'liyasil mishri achis skuka de alma, and so on. I'll combine them therefore these various gzeiris de rabbanan which we need to make in order that people shouldn't come to confuse themselves. Good. Says the Mishnah, shloisha achin, shnayim misum shtei achoyoyis echad mufna.
So, like our case over here, three brothers,
two of them are married to two sisters, and one is mufna. One of them is single. Now, meis echad mibali achoyoi. So, let's say Reuben dies. Reuben, who was married to one of the sisters, dies. Meis echad mibali achoyoi. Osaba mufna maimer.
So, what happens? Reuben dies, and Levi does maimer.
So, as we know, Mimer is a
Kedushin Darabonin. So, Levi has been Makadish Rachel
with a Kedushin Darabonin. At least that's what we think. And that's going to be the opinion, and that's how we pass him. But also, the Echad Mufna, Mimer. So, Levi, the one who wasn't married, he did Mimer to Ashes Reuven. The Achagag Meis Achiv Hasheni.
So now let's think about this. Reuben died. So Reuben's wife, Rachel, Levi did Maimer to her. But now what happens? Now Shimon dies also. So now let's think about this. So now Shimon's wife, Leah, she also falls to Levi. So how do we view this? Levi is married on some level, Midrabanan, to the sister of a woman who falls to him now, Midyaraisa. So what are we going to do about that? So Bishami Emrim, amazing Shita. Bishami have an amazing Shita, and they say, Ishtoi Imoy. He stays married to the one he did Mimer to. Wow. Why, this is going to be big stuff. And Bishami Emrim, Ishtoi Imoy. Rashi says, Ishtoi Imoy, three lines down, wide lines. The Mimer Kekenusa Damyo. Mimer is considered to be like a wife, a proper wife. We'll have to see what's the source of this. Where does it say that? Where the pasuk says Yivam Yaviola. First Mishnah Kedushin says Ein Yivam Niknis Ela BeBia. Yivam is Niknis only with Bia, not with anything else. Yivam is Keknusa. She's considered. Where does that come from? We'll have to see. It says Rashi V'Chinafla Achaisa, and therefore, when sister number two, Isha Shimon, falls, the Chinafla Achaisa LeMitzra Hach Oleha. Meaning Rachel, Eshes Reuven will tell Leah, her dear sister, she'll say, my sister, you do not have the ability to ask me. I'm married already. It's a done deal. It's a fait accompli. Mimer is Kiknusa. When Levi gave me £50, it's Kiknusa. It's like I'm his wife. Finished. You happen to now fall to Levi. You don't have the ability to ask me anymore.
But she couldn't do Mimer. He couldn't do Mimer.
Who is he? Who's he?
The Yavam.
Levi, right? The third, yeah? To who? Well, To whom?
Just he done Mimer with?
Reuben died. Levi did Mimer with Ashes Reuben.
Levi.
Shimon died. Now Leah falls to Levi. Says, Beishamai, Ishta Imai. No, he's going to stay married to the Ashes, the Balas Mimer. Because Mimer is Kiknusa. That is Bishama. Bishama Yimim, Ishta Imai Vahalazu, and Esha Shimon, Leah, Vahalazu, Tetsim Ishum, Achais Isha. And she goes out, she's Ptura, because of the regular din of Achais Isha. Right? She says, Vahalazu, Tetsim, Af Menachalitza, Ishim Achais Isha. Just think about what's happening over here. Big things are happening over here. According to Bishama, Leah falls to Levi, Midyaraisa. So Bishami says that Mimer has the ability to be kind of Midyaraisa, so that now we will say, your sister-in-law, right, Achis Isha can't fall to you, she doesn't even need Chalitza. But this is a new shita. We haven't seen this before. Whereas Beisil says, no. Come on. Maimer only works midrabanan. To get. You know what needs to take place in this case? Again, Reuben died. Levi did Maimer to Eishes Reuben. Shimon dies. Says Beisil, you know what needs to happen? Very sad. But because Leah falls to you midiraisa, you now have a case where both Rachel and Leah have fallen to you midiraisa. You're not allowed to marry Rachel and Leah midiraisa. So first, you need to get rid of the mimer. Give a get to Rachel, made zizish to the get, and also give her chalitza, because there was a zika. And now, the eishes achiv, the chalitza. And so too to Leah, you have to give chalitza. And this poor chap, Levi, is going to be stuck without any wife. Without any wife. Right? He's not allowed to be with anyone. First one, he has to divorce and give chalitza. He's not allowed to now be miyavim her, because that would be the Eishes Chalitzasei. There's an Issa of Eishes Chalitzasei. So he's stuck. So says Beisil, Aymrem Moitzi as Ishtei Yevigat, Behova Chalitza, Eishes Achav Chalitza, Zui Sh'amru. It's about this case that they said, woe to this poor chap because he has to lose out on his wife, and woe to him because he has to lose out on the other one. Tesis says over here in Dibra Maschel, Oilei al Ishtei, he says, why is it that here we use the Lashon of Oi, whereas in other cases which are most unfortunate, we don't necessarily say Oi. Tesis says, three lines down, he's losing out on his wife without any fault of his own. He did absolutely nothing wrong. He followed the halacha to a T. Meaning, Reuben died. So what did he do? He did Maimer, which is what Chazal wanted him to do. Chazal didn't want him to just go straight and to be Boil Ashes Reuven. They wanted him to do Maimer first. They did that. And then Nebuch, Shimon dies. And now, he's stuck. He has to divorce one. He has to give Chalitza to the other. So when in a situation where it's really star and you did nothing wrong, then we use a Lashon of Oy. Okay? Good. So, and on that, so the Mishnah concludes, as the rest we said, Zui Shamru Oile Al Ishte Oile Al Eshe Zachav. So the Lashon Zui Shamru, it's about this case that we said, woe to him on this, woe to him on that. So says the Gemara, Zui Lemutimai. The Lashon of Zui, it's clearly a mute. What is it coming to exclude? Zui Lemutimai Lemutimach de Rabbi Yeshua. It's coming to exclude the case of Rabbi Yeshua. Delay Abdin and Kabbalah say, we don't pass like Rabbi Yeshua. Ela Iker Rabban Gamliel, Iker Rabbi Eliezer. But rather, either like Rabban Gamliel or like Rabbi Eliezer. What are we discussing? So there's a Mishnah Daf Kuftes. The Mishnah Daf Kuftes speaks about a case where two women fell to him. One was a Gdola and one was a Ktana. The Gdola was married midyaraisa. The Ketana only had a Kedushin Durabonin. I mean, it wasn't her father who married her off. It was her mother or her brother who married her. And then they fell. So, the Mishnah speaks about Shnei Achim Nesuim L'Shtei Achoyos. One of them is a Gdola, one is a Ketana. So, we have like this. It says like this. So it says, Meis Baila Shel Gdola. So if the husband of the one who is married to the Gedola dies, so therefore the Gedola who is married midyaraisa and falls to the brother midyaraisa, so Rabbi Eliezer Omer Melamdim is a Ketana Shetimoyin Boy. We tell the brother, we tell the Ketana who is married to the brother that their Kedushin is only a Kedushin to Rabbanan. So get rid of your Kedushin. Get rid of it. You're not really married anyway. It's only Kedushin Derabbanan. We encourage, we're Malamed, the Ketana. Malamdin is the Ketana. Shetimayin by Rashi says over there, to be Eiker the Nesuin. And this way, this will facilitate the Gedoyla, who was married to Yeraisa, to have Yibum. That is the Shita Reb Eliezer, Malamdin Asektana Shetzimoyin Bay. And this way, you will be able to have some type of a marriage, or a proper Yibum. Rabbi Gamliel says, Immiena Miena, Vimlav Tamtenat Shetagdo. We don't necessarily encourage her. If she does, she does. If she doesn't, then we wait until she becomes a Gedoyla. And then v'teitzel azumishim achis isha, but this way he can at least stay married. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Rabbi Yeshua says the poor guy is stuck. Rabbi Yeshua imer oyloy al ishtoy oylal al eishes achiv meitzias ishtoy beget veishes achiv v'chalitza. This is another case where we say I'm afraid nothing is going to work out. So our Mishnah says the reason why it says zu ish amru is because it's coming lafuke from the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. We don't go like Rabbi Yeshua Shita, but rather we go like either Rabbi Gamliel or like Rabbi Eliezer, and the fellow will be able to have some type of a marriage. He'll stay married to her and so on. That's what it's coming lafuke. Yeah, good. Amru Belazer. Now, very important. We are now going to go and discuss what is the geder in Beis Shammai. We saw this phenomenal Shita of Beis Shammai. Reuben and Shimon died. Reuben died. Levi did Maimer to Ashes Reuben to Rachel. Now Shimon dies. Says Beis Shammai, your death, Shimon, in no way, shape, or form poses any problem to the marriage between Levi and Ashes Reuben. Because he did Maimer. And Maimer works. Works Midya Raisa. So now it's like a regular case. A man is married to a woman, Midya Raisa, and the brother dies. The brother married a sister. She doesn't fault him. She doesn't share his marriage. In no way, shape, or form does she cause any problems because he's married. It's a done deal. What is the pshat in Beis Shammai? Amar Rabbi Elazar, lo yitema maimer le Beis Shammai koine kinyan gomor. Let's try and be magdir and this din of Beis Shammai. Don't say, according to Beis Shammai, maimer is koine kinyan gomor. And she's considered to be like his wife, Lechol Dover, and all she would need now is a get. Meaning the parish of Yibam is finished, and she is an Ashes Ish Lechol Dover, all she needs is a get. Don't say that. If he wants to divorce her, he wants to get rid of her, all he needs to do is give her a get. Don't say that. You know what Maimer does? It works Midya Raisa, but not to make her a full-fledged married woman that all she needs is a get henceforth, but it has the ability to push off this Sarah, who in theory is jeopardizing the relationship between Levi and Rachel. Rachel, Ashes Reuben, died. Levi did Maimer to Ashes Rachel. Now Shimon dies, Ashes Shimon, Leah falls. Now Maimer, the Kedusha Kesef, which was done between Levi and Rachel, works Midya Raisa to push off Leah. We will tell Leah, push off. Right? We'll come to that in 2 seconds. We'll try and bring a source. But that's what we're saying. All it does is, Onekana Ella Litchis Bitsara Bilvad. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Ela maimer lebeis shami ein kine ela litchis betzara kolaymar litchis achisa shalita asrena lezum mishem achisa skuka." And this is at least Shitas Rashi. This has problems with it, but Rashi says, "What does it mean? It's kine a kinyan that it pushes off Leah, that she does not have the ability to undermine the relationship which she already has began to forge with Rachel, and." There's no problem of Ashes Skuka. Now, what is the source? If we say that Maimer works to Yeraisa, it means we tell Leah she doesn't even need Chalitza. What do you mean? If she's a Yevama Lashuk, right? That's an Issa to Yeraisa, Yevama Lashuk. Beis Shammai says she doesn't need anything. It works with Yeraisa. So the Ritva says over here, the Imtamer, Umina Tesi Lon Dene Mahachi. Says the Ritva like this. Yerushalmi darshins the pasuk like this. Pasuk says, "Yivoma yavo yaleha." Yavama yavo yaleha. We darshin bia. Yivoma yavo leh zuhabia. Ulakacha leili isha. Zua maimer. So the Yeshami dashens the words ulakacha leili isha as a drasha gemura. Zu hamaimer. Not the maimer only works with the rabbanin. It's a hamsah, it's a creation of the chachamim, in order to kind of begin the relationship in a manner which is more tsanua and so on. Ulakacha leili isha, zu hamaimer. That is the right. That is the drasha. So he says over here. The Ritva says, in other words. So the question is, the question that which the Ritva asking on Rabbi Laza is, Rabbi says, don't say Maimer works according to the Bishame Kenyan Gomer. Ask the Ritva why not? After all, the Yerushalmi is learning that it says Ulakach Leisha Zua Maimer. So why would you kind of now downgrade it and say, oh, it's not a proper, full-fledged thing? Why? Why do you say that? We thought that to the extent that you have in the same pasuk, you have a hekesh. Just like Bia is Goymer, just like Bia makes a full-fledged Kenyan Gomor, so too Maimer also makes a Kenyan Gomor. Kamashman Rebbe Elazar Deloy. The time of the Amra Hasim Yerushalmi, like Yerushalmi goes on to say, Yachl Kishim Shabir Gemeris Ba Kachi Maimer Gomer Ba, I might think that Maimer is Gomer Ba on the same level as Bia. Tamar Lamer V'yibma. V'yibma, the Pasuk says. So we darshan that kol apay shel yibum leim lecha bia gemeris ba they maimer gemer ba. So on the one hand we have a pasuk ulakach leil isha, which is a source midya raisa to say that maimer works, but comes along Rebbe Elazar and he says, don't tell me that it works mamish midya raisa, don't tell me that it works, excuse me, to be kena kinyan gomor, to say that the Yavama doesn't require chalitza, that it doesn't do. You know what it does? It tells Leah, you don't need anything, you don't even need chalitza, you're off the hook totally. So it works midiraisa, but not to say that the Yavama doesn't require chalitza. So again, Amr Avalaz Aleitema, Maim Lebeishama, Kenekin Yigamar, De Iboi Lapuki, Sagi Labegita. No. Elamaim Lebeishama, Enekene Ella. Lidchis b'tzara b'olvad. All it does is it helps to be deicha the tzara. I'm ready. Avin af anana nami tanina. Says Rabbi Avin, I've got a raya to Rabbi Loz's din from the beginning of the parak. What was the beginning of the parak? The beginning of the parak was four brothers, two are married to two sisters, and the two brothers who are married to the two sisters die. And what do we say? We said, Hare Elo Chol Tzis for Leimis Yapmis. The two women, Rachel and Leah, Ashes, Reuben, and Shimon, they need to have chalitza. They may not do yibum because there's a problem of achis kukasa. Like we said, whenever the two sisters fall to Ruth to Levi, achis kukasa is alazeh. They fall to Yehuda, achis kukasa is alazeh. We said, Hare Elo Chol Tzis for Leimis Yapmis. We had a discussion. What happens if Yehuda and Levi decide to go against the advice of Chazal, and Levi was Miyab Ameshus Ruvain, Yehuda was Miyab Ameshus Shimon, so we had a Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel said Yotziu, and Beis Shammai said Yekaimu. If you already went ahead and married and had Bia with them, Yekaimu. That was the sheet of Beis Shammai. Okay, so Gemara wants to examine this. And the Gemara says, I have a raya that Maimer is not Kona Kenyan Gomor. It is just a Dech of the Tzara. Why? Because, Avonanami Tinibishami Yermam Yekaimu. Rashi says, Im Kodmu Vakonsu. If they went ahead, they weren't supposed to, because we agreed to the beginning of the Mishnah that you're not supposed to be Miyabim them, but if you did, Yekaimu in. Once you did it, you did it. But lechatchila loy zaglashi loy miyam mishemachiz kukasai. We don't allow you to be boil because there's a problem of achiz kukasai. So now we're going to bring the raya of Esau Kedaitach. Maimah Beis Shammai Kinyan Gomor. And if it's true that according to Beis Shammai, Maimah is Kaina Kinyan Gomor, what's the issue over here? Zeyasa Maimah V'yikneh. Zeyasa Maimah V'yikneh. Hey, what's the issue over here? Right, we've got Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and Yehudah. Reuben and Shimon died. So what's the problem? Let Levi do Maimer to one, and let Yehuda do Maimer to the other, and there's no problem. There's no Isser to do Maimer. The whole Isser is to be Poygeya Bachis Skukase. In other words, if Levi, again, you had Reuben and Shimon died, they were married to two sisters, so if Levi is Miyabim Rachel, he's Poygeya in Achis Skukase. In the sister of a woman who's skukatim. If Yehuda marries one of these two women, he's pegeya in achis kukasli. So he said, Chalt is loimis yabmis. But if you're telling me that Maimer is kaila kinyan gomor, so what would we've got a nice way of beating the system. Very simple way of beating the system. Let Levi go over to Rachel and say, here's £50, this will be kedusha, this will be Maimer. And Yehuda will go to Leah, give her £50 and do the same thing. If now Maimer is Kenegin Yomer, they haven't done anything wrong. The whole issue was to be boil one of these women, because then you're Pagea on Achis Kukasi. There's no issue to give her a cash gift. And if Maimer is Kenegin Yomer, Gavalk, fantastic. So you've kind of beat the system. You gave her money. You did Maimer. It's Kenegin Yomer that pushes off the Tzara. You gave Maimer Tzara, pushes off the Tzara. And now they should be able to finish things off.
But if
Maimer is sufficient to make a Kinyan Gomor, and there's nothing wrong with doing Maimer, so then let Levi give £50 to Rachel. He didn't do anything wrong at the time, and now he's kind of a Kinyan Gomor. And now Leah is out the window. For all intents and purposes, Leah's gone. Who's Leah? I don't know any Leah. You know a Leah? Leah's gone. Aisha's the sister, it doesn't make a difference. Just like if Reuben marries Rachel, and she happens to have a sister Leah, there's no problem. And even if Leah's husband dies, and Leah doesn't fall to Reuben anymore, because he's married already, finished. So if Maimer is Kena Kinyan Gomor, let Levi do Maimer to Rachel, let Yehuda do Maimer to Leah, and they're laughing. They beat the system. Beautiful. Elamai, was Daphne Zogin, says the Gemara, it must be that Maimer is not Kena Kinyan Gomor. It's not Kaina Kinyan Gomor. And remember, the whole discussion over here is we're trying to analyze this Chiddush of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai say, in this case, we had two brothers who died, and Levi did Maimer to Rachel. And then Shimon died. Comes Beis Shammai with this whopper of a Chiddush. It's not Beis Shammai. Ishtei Imoi. Rachel can stay married to Levi. She's his wife. He did Maimer to her. He's his wife. Aye, she felt. She doesn't fall to him. She doesn't fall to him anymore. Comes along Rabbi Elazar and says, one second. Don't tell me that Maimer is Kena Kinyan Gomor, that now if he wants to pater her, he can give her a get. She's a full-fledged wife. No, he's supposed to give her chalitza. You know what Maimer does? It pushes off the tzara. She does not undermine this relationship. She doesn't say, oh, problem, achis kukasa now. Sorry, guys. Sorry, but I'm here now, and I am in achis skuka, and therefore you need to divorce each other. No, Maimer is Kena Kinyan Gomor to push off the tzara. Says the Gemara, Afananami Tanino, from the beginning of the parak. Because the beginning of the parak spoke about a case with the four brothers, the exact same case, the two brothers die. We say these two women have to do chalitza. Why? Because he can't be boil her. He's being pegeh b'chis kukasi. He can't be boil her. Pegeh b'chis kukasi. Says the Gemara, what's the problem? Do it beheter. Got a nice eitza. Give her £50, do Maimer. Kaina Kinyan Gomor. Finish. She's like his wife, full-fledged wife. Finish. He beat the system. Elamai. It's not Kaina Kinyan Gomor. That's what the Gemara says. Again, Esau Kedaitach. Says the Gemara. Esau Kedaitach. Maimer Beisham Kaina Kinyan Gomor. Zeyasa Maimer V'yikna. Zeyasa Maimer V'yikna. If you look at the top Rashi, let's see. The Maimer Beisham Kaina Kinyan Gomor. Zeyasa Maimer Bezu. The Yikna Esau Kinyan Gomor. Lies Ishtai. These next words are the ones which are important. Da ein iser b'maimer. No, Issa giving this woman 50 pounds. Issa giving her a ring. You didn't do anything wrong. So that would be perfect. Ella, so you see, Mimer is not Koine Kinyan Gomor. Ella Mai, says the Gemara. What do you want to say it does? Ella Mai, what do you want to say? Deicha Dechia Gemura. So you want to say, that Mimer is Deicha E Dechia Gemura. It pushes her off. If you look at the next Rashi, Ella Mai Nihi Nami Delei Koni Kinyan Gomor. Granted. Granted, you want to say it's not Kena Kinyan Gomer. Ha'amr is Decha B'Tzara, but you want to tell me that it pushes off the Tzara, so still it's Shver. Even if you want to say Maimer is not Kena Kinyan Gomer, even if you want to say that Maimer pushes off the Tzara, still in this case, we should have the same question. Let Levi do Maimer with Rachel, let Yehuda do Maimer with Leah, and it'll push off the Tzara, and still there will be a way to finish off the Yibum. So that's the Gemara says, Elamai Deicha Techi Gemura, it pushes off the Tzara entirely, still Zeyasa Maimer V'Yitcha, V'Zeyasa Maimer V'Yitcha. Ela, you don't have a Raya. Elamai Yislech Alameimra, what can you say? Maimer Dehetera Dachi, the Sura Le Dachi. What type of a mimer has the ability to push off a tzara entirely? A mimer which was done the heter. A mimer which was done the iser does not have the ability to push off. Achanami, mimer afilaman dharma mimer kenekinyi gomor, mimer deatera koni, the istira le koni. Let's explain. We have it very simple. Let's go back to our case. Our case was like this. We had Reuben and Shimon. Reuben and Shimon. Reuben died. At that stage, Levi did the honorable thing, and he did Mimer to Ashes Reuben. Beheter Gomor. Beheter Gomor. Now Shimon dies. Beishameh says, Ish Deimai. He's allowed to stay married to her. Mimer is Koina. Some type of Kinyan Gomor, some type of a Kinyan Diaraisa. But why? Because it was done Beheter. Because at the time when Levi did Mimer to Ashes Reuven, he didn't do anything wrong. He did the honorable thing. Whereas, in the case of the beginning of the Perek, the case was like this. Reuven and Shimon died. Nothing was done yet. At that stage, it's finished. It's finished. Right now, both of these women require Chalitza. Because both of them are skukos to both of them. And therefore there's an achis kukasei problem, however you look at it. So what are you going to tell me? You know, bin achachachem, I'm going to beat the system. I'm going to give Mimer. I'm going to give Kesef. Mimer's kind of some type of a Kinyan Gomor, either a Kinyan Gomor, or to push off the Tzara, nein. But that Mimer is being done, bizman iser. So don't compare that to our case over here, where there's only one brother. Reuben dies, Ashes Reuben falls. She falls to Levi, and Levi gives her Mimer, gives her Kesef. Av dem zak b'shamay ish te'imay. So that even when Shimon dies, she's pushed off. Whatever you want to say, it's kind of either it's kind of Kinyan Gomor, she wouldn't need Chalitza, or it's kind of Kinyan Gomor to say that she is Muteres L'shuk without Chalitza. But don't compare that case to the case at the beginning of the Perek, where it was done. Where it was done, be Issa. That's what the Gemara is saying. Good. Let's see weiter. A slight change in the way we said. Rav Ashi learns it slightly differently. Rav Ashi in Matzni Hachi. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Lo yitem amayim lebe shamei dachin dechia gemura. Vitzarasa chalitza nami liboi. We're just kind of starting one notch lower. Don't say Pshat and Bishamai is Mimer is Deicha Dechia Gemura and the Tzara doesn't require Chalitza. Again, back in our case with three brothers and Reuben dies and Levi did Mimer to Ashes Reuben and then Shimon subsequently dies And Beis Shammai said, Ishtei Imoy. So don't say that that means Ishtei Imoy and she doesn't require Chalitza from Levi. Don't say that, says the Gemara. Ela Doicha u'mishayir. It's Doicha, but it's Mishayir, Epes, a little bit left over, that she still requires Chalitza. She doesn't have the strength to undermine this relationship. She doesn't have the strength to say, one second, I'm also skooka to you now. I'm sorry, you have to divorce her. I said, no. That's Ishtei Imoy. But so it's Doicha, but it's Mishayir a little bit, that you still need to do a little bit of Chalitza. Or you still need to do Chalitza. Not a little bit of Chalitza. Rashi says, Ela Doicha, I saw Milesar, Eishas Balamayim Rolav, U'mishayir Dibay Chalitza, but there's still a requirement of Chalitza. That is what, that's where Rav Ashi learns the statement of Rav Elazar. And on that, once again, Amar Rav Yehavi and Afan and Ami Tanina, we have a raya from the first case, from the first Mishnah. Once again, we're going to bring a raya from the first Mishnah, where there was four brothers, Afan and Ami Tanina. Yeah, Afan and Ami Tanina, Bisham, Ermim Yikaimu. Bisham, I said, in a case when Reuben and Shimon died, I knew that was going to happen at some stage, it's just a question of when. Yeah? So, Reuben and Shimon died. Right? Exactly, not one, exactly. So Reuben and Shimon died, and we said, the din is Hari Elu Chotzes Vilemis Yavmes. Rachlin Le, Aishas Reuben and Shimon require Chalitza, not Yibum. And we said, according to Beis Shammai, if Levi and Yehuda go against the wishes of Chazal, and each one of them is Miyabim, one of these Yavomis, Yikaimu, B'dievet will allow them to do it. So B'dievet will allow them to be Mekaim. That's what it said. Beis Shammai and Yikaimu, and Nechatchil Aloy. And if it's true that Maimer works to push off the other tzara, the other sister, with a dechia gemura, so once again, what's the problem? Why don't we just say, let each of them give money to one of the women, and when Lady gives kesef, does Maimer to Rachel, he's dechia lay with a dechia gemura. When Yehuda does Maimer Tlei, is Decha Rachel and Tchei Gemurah. And now we can theorize, and they can be boiled afterwards. So why don't we say that? Why don't we say that? He's talking about Maimer Bisham, Decha Tchei Gemurah, Zeyasa Maimer Vyidcha, Zeyasa Maimer Vyidcha. Elama, you see, it doesn't work. I, the Ela, Haktani, Bisham, Yemrim, Ishtei Ima, Yvahalazu, Tate, Mishimachis, Isha. I, but the Lashon back in our case was, when Reuben and Shimon died, and Levi does Maimer to Rachel, it says that Leah is Yotzus Mishum Achis Isha. It's Mashmi, she doesn't need anything. It's Mashmi, she doesn't need Chalitza at all. And you're telling me, no, it's Mishayir and she needs Chalitza. But the Lashon of the Mishnah is not Mashmi, she needs Chalitza. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Vela haktani b'shamir ishli mevalazu teitzei Mishum Achis Isha. Ella, you know what we're going to have to say? Let's take a look at Rashi directly across. You know what I'll tell you? I will tell you that perhaps it's Decha Dechia Gemura. It's Decha Dechia Gemura, maybe. Ayu the Kashlach Hossam Nami Litchi. So then you said, if so, so why in the case of the beginning of the parak, why can it not be Decha? Leidami lemasnis in da'acha. And the chinafla v'ovid maimer havi chazil lekulu mili. Over here it was possible to do yibum, lekulu mili diyavama, lehis yavim v'lachmitz. Meaning when Reuben and Shimon died, when Reuben died, Levi could have been miyavim, Ashes Reuben. Well, he did Maimer first. He could have done everything. He could have done Yibim, Chalitz, whatever he wants. Hilke, Chazi, Lemitzisayu, Lemaimer. The Maimer, Dachi, Lachisa, Lachishatipo. That type of a Maimer will be a strong type of Maimer. Avalhosam, in the case of the beginning of the Perek, D'tarvayu naflu koidem maimer. When they fell before maimer was done, therefore that maimer doesn't even work at all, even b'miktzas. So if it's the type of thing you could have done yibam and chalitza, then the maimer is poyel. If you couldn't do yibam and chalitza, then the maimer is not going to be poyel. Afikach ein maimer decha chayso. Full stop. So b'kitzu, we've had a discussion, we saw a novel shita of Beishamai, that in this case he says, ish kayimai, he's allowed to stay married to the balas maimer. And the question is, exactly what is the nature? It seems to be a din d'oraisa. We said it's learned out from, in the Yerushalmi says it's learned out from the words of ulakacha leila isha, that the maimer works mid d'oraisa. And the question is, what exactly is the nature of the geder of the kinyan of maimer according to Beis Shammai? The Rabbanim. We've been saying a chesu kasuk. We've been saying now is the Rabbanim.
The mama is a completely inappropriate source of
Bishama is saying that.
Bishama is saying that the mama is works because at the end of the day, if he was to perform yibam, it would stay.
Right, but it means that Leah doesn't need anything. Leah doesn't even need chalitza.
That's what says Chazal Mitzus Chazal Kibbe, that if it's potentially can go and work completely with yibam, then it can work with mama also. But if it doesn't work with yibam, you can't consummate with the master of yibam, then it doesn't work with the mama either. So it's like using the wrong spanner for the wrong screw. Because if yibam is not going to work, then clearly mama's got absolutely no place there either. Why? It's the incorrect instrument to use for the.
That's what we're saying. We're saying it's legal, right? So you wouldn't be able to do yibam, then you would do the mama thing, exactly. Let's see. Boy Rabba, Maimla Beishame, Nesuan Isa, Eris and Isa. Continuation within Shitas Beishame, which says that Ishta Imai Maimra has works. What exactly does Maimra do? Nesuan Isa, Eris and Isa. Amale Abai, Lamai Hilchza. What exactly do you mean? Lagabi what? Ilema, you want to know if he does Maimra, Liyarsha, does he Yarshin her? Ula Tamala, and it should be, is he allowed to be Matam himself or if he's a Kayan? Ula Hafrinida Reha. Can it be made for an adarim? So hashda arusa ba'alma. Madrach in the case of an arusa ba'alma. Tani Reb Chia ish arusa loy einen. There's no aninus if she dies. V'lei metamol if it's a koyin is not metamor. Dachin hi loy einenes she does not become an inenes. V'lei metames loy and she does not defile herself. If she's an Ashes Kohen, which Rashi says is Lav Dafka, because anyway, Le Huzru Kahane is Milatame, Rashi says, Li Nira, I think this means, when it says, Le Mitamis Loi, it means Bishas HaRegel. Le Mitamik again, Beregel, She Yisraelimus Harim Al Hatuma. There it's incumbent upon them to remain Tame, to remain Tar, not to become Tame. And that we're saying, Bishas HaRegel, she is not married sufficiently to this man that would justify her becoming Tommy. And Mesa, if she dies, Eina Yarsha, Mesu, Gevak Subasai, Oviba Maimer, me boy. So says the Gemara, Madach and Arusa, none of these things kick in. You want to tell me with Maimer it does? This is a difficult Rashi over here. If you look at Rashi, Hashta Arusa, Rashi says, Hashta Arusa de Kedushin Duda de Raisa, Tanab Chia, Eni Yarjavin, Matamala, and so on. Maimer Yavamin, Midrabadanu, Tamid Raisa Yavami Yavalea, Kasrachwanami Boy, Avada is not going to work with Maimer, and it says the Rash, like, what does that mean? We're going in Beishamai, who says the Maimer is the Raisa. So what's the Kavachimer from Eris thing, which is the Raisa, Maimer is the Raisa, but Maimer is the Raisa also. So the Rash says, Here's Rashi Arusa, the Kedusha, the Araisa, Tenebria, Ena Yarshiva, Ena Matamala, Maimi Yavamin, the Midrabonin, the Araisa Yavami of Alek, Kosk, Sidney Boy, Pirish, the Rashi Malav, the Maimba, the Sovra, Haravzal, the Maimer, the Beisham, the Ena Kaina, the Vatera, Vada, Rashi doesn't mean to say the Maimer doesn't work with the Araisa. Then Cain, Heich of Deich of the Tzara, the Chia Gemura, Matir the Shuk, the Chalitza, how could you matter to the Shuk? Is the Yavam the Shuk? Because this is the Araisa. and so on. Ella says the Rashba, Ella she'ena goymer ki kedushin diraisa, doesn't have the same ability as a kedushin diraisa does also. Kedamin and bidadarim bernaim rasa the filu l'rivilez damer maimar kana maydu she'ena goymer ba. And so on. So there still is a kal v'chemer which can be made between kedushin to mimer.
Kedushin
ever seen is 100%. 100%. Yeah. So that's what he says. So you know what the shaila must be? Legavi mesira lechopa. My nesuin oisav leibim mesira lechopa. Does mimer? Is it like an Nisuin of sorts, and there's no requirement of Mesir L'Chuppa? Idilma Eresin Oysa Uboi Mesir L'Chuppa. If you look at Rashi over here, Rashi says, it's about 5, 6, 7 lines before lines become wide, V'Leiboi Mesir L'Chuppa, the Imbaale Bal Karcha, B'Lei Chuppa, Kani. He did Mimer, he doesn't take it to the Chuppa, he's Baale Bal Karcha, Kani. The Iboi Su la fuke begizus agila. If he wants now to get rid of her, all he needs to do is give her a get. So, is there still a requirement of Mesir L'Chuppa, or is there no requirement of Mesir L'Chuppa? That is the shaila. So, Amalei, or some take out Amalei, hashta le avid ba maimrek stiv yivami avalea, balkarcha. Madach, if he didn't do maimrek, he's allowed to be bala balkarcha, and she's nasis le ishtil l'chol davar. Abu b'maimer, you have it sad to say you should need Mesir L'Chuppa if he's Baaleh Baal Karcha. There's a din, if he's Baaleh, it works, and the bee is piled, and she because she's Nasis L'Ishtel L'Chol Dover. How can you possibly have it sad to say that Yavama, that he did Mimer to her, and he's Baaleh Baal Karcha, it doesn't work because she was lacking Mesir L'Chuppa, which a regular Yavama without Mimer didn't need Mesir L'Chuppa. Doesn't make any sense. Again, the Gemara is just saying like this. We have a shayla like this. The Yavam, Shemeres Yavam, she falls to the Yavam. He gives her 50 pounds for L'Shem Mimer. Now we want to know, does she need Mesir L'Chuppa? Meaning, what's the din if he was Baaleh Baal Karcha, but he didn't take her to the Chuppa first? Will we say, what's that?
After the Mimer.
He did Mimer, that he was Baaleh Baal Karcha, but he didn't take her to the Chuppa first. So we want to know, well, maybe she's not Ishtel L'Chol Davar. Maybe she's not Ishtel L'Chol Davar. Maybe he's not able to be Meitzir with a get. Says the Gemara, it doesn't make sense. A regular Yivama, that is Baaleh Baal Karcha, she's not Ishtel L'Chol Davar, is Kainah, and he just gives her a get now. So you would say that because he gave her Mimer, somehow it's going to be worse? Doesn't make any sense. Says the Gemara, Nein, you're wrong. Armalein. You know why? Because when he does Mimer, an amazing thing happens. He changes from the parish of Yibum, and he has now moved on to the track of Kedushin Nisuin. You could have continued the track and trajectory of Yibum, but you decided to go down the Kedushin Nisuin track. Ah, says the Gemara, Shani Aim, Kala is the Mimer Bivimte, Parcha, Mimenu Ezekis Yivamin, V'chalal Ezekis Erisin. So there is Mokim to Claire, such a shayla. Says the Gemara, let's see, Tashma, Shemez Yavam, Bein Yavam, Echad Bein Shnei Yavamin, if a woman falls to either one or two Yavamin, we're just finishing because we literally have 2 minutes, she falls to one or two Yavamin, Reb Lezer, Eimer, Yachar. Either one of the Yavamin can be made for her Nadarim. Reb Yeshua, Eimer, Le'echad, Le'shnayim, only if she falls to one, can she do Afar, can he do Afar, if she falls to two, he can't. Rabbi Akiva says, I'm sorry, Leila Echad v'Leila Shnai. No one can be made for Nadar. Rabbi Inamo. And we question and explain. Bishlema Rabbi Akiva, Sovereign Zika. The Zika's Yivamin is insufficient to allow Hafaris Nadar. Afil Lechad. And Rabbi Yeshua, who says you can do Hafaris Nadar only if she falls to one Yavam. Lechad Yish Zika. Letray, it's too diluted, Ein Zika. Elo the Rabbi Yezer. Who says even if she falls to two Yavamin, either one of them can be made for the Nadarim? She falls to two men, either one of them can be made for the Nadarim. So we explain. One of the two Yavamin did Mimer. That's the case, that's what's going on. So if you at least say that Maimer has the ability to affect a Nisuin, I can understand why one of the two brothers, the one who did Maimer, has the ability now to be Mefer. Ela Iamris Erisin Oisa. But if you want to tell me that it's only able to do Erisin, Hechimotzi Mefer. But now, Naramaros of your Baila, Mefirin de Rea. He can't do that far by himself, he has to do it together with her father. So how is it possible to say that he's Mefer by himself? Amr of Nahum by Yitzchak, my Mefer, Mefer Peshutfus. Maybe really I can tell you that maybe Maimer is not Kohen Kinyan Gomor. It doesn't make Nisuin. And what it means over here is she's an Arusa and he can be Mefer together with the father. My Mefer, Mefer Peshutfus Taka. But according to Rabbi Elazar at the beginning of the Sigya, who said, so it's poshut that it's not even like an arusa. Am I made for b'shutfus? Why are you even allowed to even be made for b'shutfus? If it's not kaina, a Kenyan gomer, all it does, it's got a very limited ability to push off a tzara, that she's unable to undermine the relationship, and so on, but if it's not able to do more than that, why are you able to be made for even b'shutfus? Amar lecha Rabbi Elazar, Elazar would respond and say, nein. When did I say my statement that it's only able to push off the tzara? I said it within the context of Maseches Yevamos, that it's not kena kinyan gomor to say that henceforth all she needs is a get. No, it's not able to do that. I never said that it wasn't kohen kinyan gomor legabi other things. Maybe legabi other things, taka, it is kohen kinyan gomor. And she is considered to be a full-fledged arusa. And he would be able to be made for the nedarim together with shittus of the father. One answer. The second answer you would say is, I don't understand, why are you picking on me? Uler of Nachum by Yitzchak minicha. According to him, is it any better? Miktani yaferu. Does it say, according to Nachum Yitzchak, that the two are mefer together? Rashi says, for instance, in the bottom, Amnach Rav Elazar, Nachum Yitzchak, minicha klima, nihi nami dekoina, bishleim inesu and oisa shaper. Eler of Nachum, amrli, ogred ela erisin, it only does erisin, minicha, ha-beshutfus lekele meimer, the yafer katani. Yafru mi boile. It should have said Yafru. It doesn't say Yafru, it says Yafer. So how is that going to work? Miktani Yafru, Yafer Katani. Ella, you know what we're going to say? Elach my skin will make a new kimta. What is the case over here? Sha'omad, Bedin, Upasku Lamizonis. Cases, it was Omad Bedin, and they decided, he said, henceforth I'm going to start to give her Mizonis to my Yavama. Mishalay. So, could the Pinchas Mishmei the Rava, the Amr of Pinchas Mishmei the Rava, Kalan Ederes, Aldaz Bailin Ederes. Once the husband starts to have financial responsibility and he starts to give him a Zainus and so on, then we say that she makes Nadarim Al Datoy, and therefore he has the ability to be made for her Nadarim by himself, in which case you cannot ask Akasha on him. Okay, we will.